This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Environmentally conscious leaders in California are facing a quandary. With more EVs on the road using less gas, the money is pulling in less money from gas sales, which could in turn help the environment. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this is what you call a catch-22, right?
It is. It is. And you could actually say catch 22.2, because the first catch 22 is the one you were just talking about, gas taxes. The more EVs and hybrid we put on the road, the cars use less gas. That means less payment at the pump and less gas tax for the state to maintain the roads, to maintain the mass transit, and to go ahead with other green programs. For example, right now, last year, we pulled in about $13.3 billion in gas tax, in California gas tax. That went to a wide variety of projects, not the least of which was maintaining the roads. But now it's projected that that's going to drop by two-thirds to about $5 billion come 2040. The drop is already starting to occur. At the same time, these electric vehicles pose a real challenge because those batteries in them are very, very heavy. And that means a heavier car on the road. Let's say the car now weighs like a truck. Trucks eat up roads more. Hence that, we've got a problem where these are contributing more to the decline of the roads and bringing in less money. Aside from that, it's cleaning the environment, but people don't know what to do about it.
So this decrease in taxes and the potential need for more money for the roads, was this a consideration when the EV push started?
No, not really. There was a feeling that we would just sort of take care of it, Margie. And remember, when we first started switching over to electric vehicles, it was pre-COVID, and people were still massively on mass transit. BART was running at 80, 90% capacities. The bridge tolls were higher. Everything was rolling along, and so there was money coming in. Now, BART and other mass transits are hurting. They're not rebounding the way we thought they were. People are still working at home, and there's money needed, more money needed for them. No, we did not count a lot of this in. There was a feeling that it was going to take care of itself. And that's how it goes with goals. Goals are in the future. It's easy to pass them. It's easier to say we're going to, you know, increase the number of EVs sold in California or mandate it as long as it stays in the future. But what we're starting to see is the future is coming to now, and there's a price to pay for it.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.